silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续我们的讲习会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our seminar.
曾经有人问小弟说：“传道，讲那么多话，我真的也听不懂啊。你能不能教导我最简单的讲道的方法？”
So someone once asked, "You know, you've told us so much, but it's so complicated. Could you give us the simplest way to deliver a sermon?"
我就问他说：“如果有人要到你家做客，那你必须要请人家吃饭，你要怎么办呢？”
So I said, "Well, let's say that someone was coming to your house for a visit, and you have to prepare a meal. Then how are you going to go about doing this?"
简单啊，这个到外面去吃。
And he replied, "Easy. We just go to a restaurant."
说对了，最简单之后，你电话打开，能不能找人替你领会嘛？
So yes, the easiest way is to make a phone call and ask someone else to give your sermon.
那如果不行，一定要在家里吃怎么办
？But what if you don't have that option and you have to eat at home?
买现成的啦。
Then we'll buy something.
对的哦，所以你哦，如果你真的没有办法自己准备哦，你就多听一些人家讲到的录音带啦哦。
So if you can't prepare your own sermon, then you can listen to a lot of sermon tapes.
觉得不错的你就把它记下来。
And write down whatever you think is good.
那这个也是个方法嘛。
So that is a way.
那如果你勉强能够煮两道菜哦，那其他叫那个买现成的哦，这个也是一种方法哦。
Or if you could prepare two dishes and then get takeout for the rest, that's good too.
凑起来也是挺澎湃的。
Because it still looks like an abundance.
但是讲道有时候也是这样子。
And that's how it goes with giving sermons.
圣灵月刊哦，或者是这个那个见证集啦，讲道的哦。这个的录音带，你听到有感动了，你就做笔记。那将来这些就是你的材料了。
Because you could always read the Holy Spirit monthly or listen to sermon CDs and take notes, and that can be your source material for sermons.
小弟记得，在当兵的时候被派到外岛派到这个澎湖去。
So back when I was in the military, I was sent to a neighboring island.
那澎湖有个马公祈祷所。
And there was a house of prayer there.
他们是听录音带的。
So they listen to sermon CD tapes.
小弟去的时候，他唯一的那一户讲到的时候就是他的阿嬷然后他那个姐妹，然后他两个儿子，一个是3岁一个是11岁四个人聚会的。
So there are 4 people in attendance. There's the grandma, the sister, then the 2 children. One's 3, one's 5.
一个11岁，一个3岁。
One that's age 3 and one that's age 11.
一个醒啊，一个轰啊，我还记得。
I even remember their names.
那有时候弟兄这个当兵的弟兄放假就会一起在那边聚会。
So when the brothers who are serving in the military, they're on leave, they would go and attend service with them.
那大家就一起听录音带。
And everybody would listen to the sermon tape together.
有一天那个姐妹她那个是严姐妹，然后是严东兵传道的姐姐。
And so one day, the sister that was there, Sister Yin.
我还记得她的名字，颜色的颜她叫做水鸭，追鸭，叫颜水鸭这个。
So she had a very interesting Chinese name. So it's a silver duck.
你怎么叫水鸭？她说她姐姐叫水静，颜水静，她叫颜水鸭，一个追鸭，一个追鸭，然后。
So both, she also has a sister who also has an interesting name.
那他就说，周弟兄我们不要听录音带，然后，听录音带每次都听一听都会睡着你来讲好了。
So she came to me and said, "Hey, Brother Joe, you know, let's just not listen to the sermon tape today. Can you give the sermon? Because every time I listen to the tapes, I fall asleep."
我说我不会讲我才信主也没几年呐。
And I said, "I don't know what to say. I've only believed it for a few years."
我不会讲。他说你会讲，你们从台湾住台北的都很会讲话你一定会讲的。
And he said, "She said, of course you do. You used to live in Taipei, and everybody who comes from there knows how to speak."
最后被逼得不行只好硬着头皮讲道。
So because she kept forcing in the matter, so I eventually delivered the sermon.
那怎么讲？
So what did I talk about?
放假的时候回台湾了，拿了一大堆的录音带回来。
Well, during the next leave, I went back to Taiwan mainland and picked up a bunch of tapes.
那当然都是哦，我们觉得哎，这个很有恩赐，很有讲到恩赐的传道讲的录音带了。
So of course, I picked up the tapes of ministers who we think are very blessed by God.
哦，那就平常听哦，除了造就我们灵性，觉得好的我们就做笔记。
So listening to the tapes was good for personal edification, but I also took good notes.
哦，那再加上。哦、自己的感想、哦、还有、啊、在当地生活遇到的事情、哎、就组合成讲章了。
And I also added some of my personal reflections based on experiences I had in life, and together I created the sermon notes、
哦啊、就好像请客、哦、一两道是自己炒的、哦、其他买现成的。
So it's as though as、we are creating a meal for our guests where we cook a couple dishes and then we get takeout for the rest、
哦啊、也是很澎湃的、哦、
And it was still a good feast、
哦，所以这个也是一个参考的方法、哦、
So that's one way to approach this、
哦、多练习、哦多参考，我们就会进步。
Practice and study and you will improve、
哦、讲道也是这样子。
That's the case with giving sermons、
哦、绝对不能固步自封、哦、觉得说、哎、我已经很好了、不需要听人家讲了。
Never think that you're good enough and you don't have to listen to other people anymore、
哦、谁讲的比我好啊。
And think, who speaks better than me?
啊，那我们就不会进步了。
Because if that's the case, then you will never improve.
哦，所以我们多听，哦，啊，多想，哦，那我们就会进步，多练习啊。
Listen much and think much, and you will in practice, and you will improve.
哦，啊，我们现在啊，再跟大家一起来学习有关啊讲章结论要怎么啊来编写。
So we will proceed with how to write a sermon conclusion.
好，焚烧的火、哦、是不是能够继续蔓延要看最后的五分钟。
So the duration of a burning fire depends on the heat in the last 5 minutes、
哦、结论就是这样、哦、
And that is what a conclusion is、
哦、它有、几个功效。
And there are a couple effects、
哦、第一个就是能够让听到的人、领悟这个讲章的主要信息。
First, it is for the audience to understand the main message of the sermon.
好，结论是整篇讲到的精华跟核心。
Because the conclusion is the essence of a sermon.
好，能够让听到的人回想，哦，讲章的主要信息。
It allows the audience to reflect on the main points of the sermon.
好，那啊，结论也给听到的人得到清楚的指引。
And a good conclusion is for the audience to receive clear guidance、
哦、借着这个感人的结论、哦、让听到的人能够服、哦、能够信服相信服从。
And so a clear conclusion motivates them and provides guidance for action、
哦、愿意接受并且履行信息的要求。
And it makes it easy to receive this guidance、
哦、所以这个结论就好像、哦、收网一样。
So a conclusion is like、when we pull up the net.、
哦、如果我们讲到、哦、没有下结论，就好像你、哦、那个抓鱼撒网不收网一样。
So if you give a sermon without giving a conclusion, it's as though you've cast the net but you've never brought it back up.、
哦、那第三个这个结论的果效、哦、能够让讲到的、哦、这个、啊、有一个、哦、自然的结束。
And the third effect of the conclusion is for the speaker to draw a logical and natural ending.、
哦一篇、充分准备的结论、哦、让讲到的人不会说、哦、很突然的或者是、哦、很散漫的做结束。
So having a conclusion prevents an abrupt end to a sermon、
哦、也不会说、啊这个、在那边兜圈子浪费时间、哦、讲一些废话。
And it reduces rambling、
哦第四个、哦、那个、讲到的人、哦最好在我们编写讲章的时候、就先想好、哎、你的结论、这个你的结论是什么。
And it is best for a speaker to already have a conclusion in mind when drafting up their sermon、
你期待、听到的人做什么感受到什么。
Because that way you have an idea of what you want the audience to、take away、
以这个作为依归好、再来编写你的讲章内容。
And that will be your guideline for creating your sermon notes.
哦，这个也是结论、 给我们的果效。
And so that is one of the effects of a conclusion.
那怎么样来编写结论？它有哪些原则
？So what are the principles of writing a conclusion?
第一个就是要很自然哦。
First, it has to be natural.
不要太勉强。
It shouldn't be forced.
要跟本论有连结。
It needs to be connected with the main topic.
达到这种水到渠成的效果。
And it should be smooth.
不必这个宣布说。注意听我现在要下结论了。
There's no need to say, you know, listen up. I'm now about to give the conclusion.
应该是很自然的进到你的结论里面。
It should be a natural exit towards the conclusion.
那第二个结论的原则要简单，但是不要含糊笼统。
So the second principle is that it needs to be simple, but it can't be overly general.
要简要，要容易懂。
It needs to be easy to understand.
那结论我们讲过，跟这个跟我们的引论两个加起来大概占整篇讲章的四分之一。
And as we have previously said, the intro and the conclusion should make up about a fourth of your entire sermon.
那结论的内容要紧贴的中心思想。
Yeah, but it needs to be simple and about.
内容要跟你的这个整个中心思想你的 main 要那个要。要配合啦。
So it needs to be directly connected with the central thought of your sermon.
能够指出积极、清楚、可行的办法。
It needs to be relevant and pertinent.
那第三个这个结论的原则要严肃，但是也不要太呆板。
So the third principle is that it needs to be serious but not rigid.
语气要肯定。
It needs to be firm.
声调要要诚恳。
And you need to be earnest in your speech.
那不疑啊，有这个幽默的这个笑话。
You shouldn't conclude with a joke.
那在方法上要变化，但是也不要呆板哦。
It needs to be unique, but it shouldn't be rigid.
那第四个就是要避免没有结论的结束了。
And the fourth point is that you need to prevent ending without a conclusion.
时间到了，大家默祷。
If you say, you know, time's up, let's pray in silence.
没有结论的结束啊。
That's ending without a conclusion.
这个要避免。
We need to avoid this.
那第五个就是要避免那个不必要的客套。
Fifth principle is that you need to avoid unnecessarily polite wording.
跟引论一样你不需要那个不必要的这个客套。
As it was the case with intro, in the intro, there's no need to be overly polite.
你不要讲结论的时候说以上是小弟个人不成熟的意见。
So you shouldn't conclude by saying, so the above is the opinion of an immature brother.
请大家多多指教啦。
So please kindly instruct.
或者是说好了，谢谢大家耐心忍耐听我讲完。
Or thank you everyone for having such patience to listen to me speak.
不需要这样讲
There's no need to say any of this.
所以听到的人不是来捧你的场。
So the audience is not there to support you.
是来听讲神的信息。
They are here to listen to the word of God.
所以讲到的也不需要像世俗人一样那种客套的这个致谢。
So there's really no need to have these polite words.
那第六个
The sixth principle.
要避免加入新的论点。
Avoid introducing an unrelated or new perspective on the topic.
除了刚刚讲的三点，我现在又想起另外一点了。
So you could don't say, you know, as we've said in the three points above, well, we have another point.
那快要讲完了，说对了，还有更重要的一点。
And said, oh yes, there's an even more important point.
让这个听到的人会觉得说你根本没有准备。
Because it will sound to the audience that you didn't prepare.
或者是你缺乏这个很周密思考跟计划。
Or that you did not plan out your sermon.
刚刚我们谈到说，这个结论不需要有那个不必要的客气。
So like we said, in sermons, we don't have to conclude with excessively polite wording.
有个教会在这个案例的这个案例里的一个聚会上面。
So during a particular minister ordination.
案例一个指示。
They were ordaining a deacon.
那传道人就从圣经提出强调这个执事应当具备的资格。
So the minister read the passage about the qualifications of a deacon.
哇，大家听了都很感动。
Everybody was greatly moved by these passage.
哦，没想到这个传道在结束的时候，他下的结论怎么说？
But surprisingly, the minister concluded by saying,
啊，道理哦，虽然是这么说了。
That even though the word of God says this,
啊，不过个人有个人的软弱了。
But everyone has his own weakness.
哦，要达到圣经的要求，这是很困难的。
So to live up to the standards of the Bible is very difficult.
哦，所以我刚刚讲的只不过是勉励而已啦。
So what I had just said is our words of encouragement.
哇，前面讲的吼、哦，通通前功尽弃啊
！So then you've negated everything you just said.
哦，哎，所以结论不可以这样下哦。
So you can't issue such conclusion.
哦，让你啊前面的努力啊，通通白费。
And all your previous effort is wasted.
哦，那我们要怎么样来做结论呢、哦、
？So what should we do to make a conclusion?
哦，做结论的方法的第一个。
So the first method.
哦，用啊、表示愿望。哦、的这个方式、啊、来做结论。
So set expectations and hopes.、
哦、在结论的时候、啊、说出这个讲道的人对听到人的期待。
So speak about what you hope will happen amongst the audience.、
哦、像这个听到人提出挑战，提出呼吁。
Or set a challenge or a call.、
哦、要求、啊、听到的人、哦、能够立志、哦、做出某些的决定。以及当行的责任。
Encourage the audience to make a determination to take on certain responsibilities.
好，所以说结论哈是劝人立志回应信息的最好时机。
Because the conclusion is the best time for you to encourage people to make determinations for change.
啊，因为等到你感动消失之后，再要劝他们哈来实践所听到的信息啊，这是很困难的。
Because after the time has passed, it's really hard to encourage people again.
哦，所以要打铁要趁热。
So if you are to forge metal, you have to do it when it is still hot.
外教会的这个布道家，哦，他们很懂这一点。
And evangelists from other churches know this technique very well.
哦，这个趁大家很感动的时候啊，哦，提出要求。
So when people are very moved, they make a request.
啊，教会哦，缺教会哦，这个传道的车子很老旧，要换了、啊，要换了、
啊。The minister's car is so old; it needs to be replaced.
哦，我知道啊，你们当中有人感动了、啊。
I know that there are people here who are moved.
把钥匙交出来。
Give me the keys.
哦，马上这个黑袋子就传下去了。
So then they'll pass out the bag.
啊，收回来好几把、啊。
And they return to get the bag back, and there's many keys.、
啊、还可以挑哦，看是要 Lexus 的，还是要 BMW 的，还是。
And they can pick if they want the Lexus or the BMW.
哦，你如果等到大家感动的时候哈，才说有没有人要奉献的？没有了，走光了。
But if they've already, that time has passed, and you ask anybody want to offer, then no one will come.
哦啊，所以打铁趁热哈、哦，哎，这个下结论也是这样。
So you have to seize the opportunity.
哦，用啊、这个愿望哈、哦，表示愿望啊，来作为我们结论的方法。
And in your conclusion, you should set your expectations and your hopes.
哦。那第二种、哦、这个结论的、哦、这个方法就是、叙述你、刚刚、哦你所讲的、这个信息的一些要点、哦、来作为、这个结论的方法。
The second way to put together a conclusion is to summarize your outline.、
哦、把你刚刚所强调在本论当中的、哦、这个重要的要点、哦借着这个温习、哦、让听的人不是听了就忘。
So review the main points of your sermon so that people don't forget.
哦，那这样的一个结论方法哈、哦，要简明扼要，要简单哈、哦，不要好像又重复又讲一遍哈、哦。
When you do this, you have to keep things simple so you don't end up repeating your sermon.
哦，这小弟经常会用这种结论法。
And that's usually how I conclude my sermons.
哦哦，我们刚刚跟大家谈到啊、哦，第一点什么，第二点什么，第三点什么。
As we had just previously discussed, point A, point B, point C.
哦，所以我们要哈、哦、祷告求神怎么样帮助哈、哦、达到第一点、第二点、第三点哦。
And we need to pray to ask God to help us so that we can achieve point A, point B, point C.
哦，那这个让哦听到的人哦再一次的哎复习刚刚你讲的几个重点。
And this allows the audience to review all the points that you had just made.
好、哦，那第三种哈、哦、这个结论的方法是。举出这个例证啊故事的哈、啊、见证的这种结论方法。
Now the third way of giving a conclusion is by telling a story or telling a testimony that relates to what was just spoken.
啊，举出一些跟你的主题相关相称的 啊、见证啊、故事啊来做结束。
So you tell stories or you tell testimonies that relate to the sermon topic.
哦，来暗示这个听到的人哈、哦，应当采取的态度跟遵行的原则。
So、as a way of inspiring people to the way that they should conduct their lives.
哦，那第四个这个结论的方法就是用好、哦、圣经的经文呐 啊或者是用名言呐、啊、来做结论的方法。
The fourthway to conclude is by quoting a Bible passage or proverbs.
好，尤其用圣经的经文做结论，好，能够建立一种权威感。
And especially when we use a Bible passage to conclude, it creates a sense of authority.
好，让这个听到的人呢、啊、印象深刻。
And it leaves a lasting impression.
好，那第五种哦，这个结论的方法啊，就是用这个诗歌的。哦、或者是见证的方法、哦
the fifth method is by using hymnal testimonies、
哦、就像我们、哦、这个赞美诗、啊有哦、有这个作者、哦他们有他们的一些背景资料
Each author of each hymn has a background that we can read up on、
哦我们圣灵月刊、哦、像、已经、一系列的把我们500多首的这个赞美诗的作者作词作曲每一首有做一个整理现在不知道到第几首我都忘了
The Holy Spirit Monthly has a regular section where it talks about the author of each hymn
那这个有的有的他的背景他的故事都很好
And they have really good stories
这个可以拿来作为我们结论的用
And we can use this for our conclusion
那讲到这个诗歌啦
So now that we talk about hymns,
有人就问说，传道哦，我准备好了讲章哦，但是我要唱哪？我要选赞美诗，要怎么选
？So some people may ask, well, so I've prepared the sermon. Now, how do I pick the hymns?
我不知道要唱哪一首，要选哪一首
？I don't know which hymn to pick.
其实我们的赞美诗哦，我们如果看后面哦，它会有分类。
So if you look at the back of our hymn book, there's a section that divides up the hymns by theme.
哦，它有分这个什么，信心呐、啊，或爱心呐、啊，或者是祷告啦、啊，都有分类。
So they divide it up under faith, love, prayer.
服事啦、啊。
Servitude.
爱心呐、啊，
Love.
这个所以我们可以从这个分类里头去找。
So we can look based on theme.
那这个每一首诗歌哈、哦、都有一个圣经的经文哦。
Now on the top of each hymn, there's also a Bible verse that goes with it.
这个也可以作为我们选择诗歌的参考。
We can use that to help us decide which hymn to sing.
这个是我们这个一篇好的讲章，如果再配合一首这个适合恰当的诗歌，会让。这个让听到的人更加的感动。
So a good sermon paired with an appropriate hymn can move members.
所以领会的人哦，不是只有在这个讲章用心哦，连唱的诗歌也要用心准备。
Not only should you put effort in creating your sermon notes, but you should also take time to pick your hymns.
那还有一种就是蒙恩见证的这个结论法。
And so the final method is to use testimonies of God's grace.
让听到的人愿意效法或者是成为他们的见解。
And so that it motivates the listener to follow.
这个都是这个结论下结论的方法。
So those are the different methods of writing conclusions.
那结论呢、下得好能够让听到的人受到感动愿意把听的信息实践出来。
So a good conclusion will motivate and inspire the listener to follow what they've heard.
这个是有关结论啊。
So that's what we have to say about conclusions.
我们还有一些时间哈，所以小弟跟大家再分享一个。
So we have a little bit of time, so there's another point that I would like to make.
就是我们在我们编写讲章的时候，有关我们所采用的这个引证例证它这个要怎么样来采用它有什么原则、啊、
So I'd like to talk about our guidelines for reference material
讲到的过程当中、不是只有理性的讲解跟抽象的分析而已、啊、
So when we talk, when we give sermons, it's not just about rational thought or about.
哦，我们也需要有这个，很哦生活化的故事、哦例子、比喻、见证来帮助。
Or about speaking in the abstract. Instead, we should also give real life examples.
哦，让听到的人哈、哦、能够引起他们的兴趣。
So that it can arouse interest in the audience.
来集中注意力。
And it could attract attention.
哦，也能够让深奥的真理啊啊变成比较容易了解。接受的道理。
And also makes profound spiritual ideas into something that people can understand.
哦，所以这个见证哈、哦，跟这个啊小故事啊，哦这个啊、哦，在这个讲章里头有他们的功效。
So testimonies and stories all have their place in a sermon.
哦，那也可以让我们的讲章更加的充实了。
And it fills our sermons.
哦，那我们要怎么样去？得着这一些材料。
So how do we find the material?
哦，第一个就是当然从圣经里头去找。
Well, first you could look in the Bible.
哦，圣经里头有很多材料。
The Bible has a lot of source material.
哦，而且不会受年代和、哦、时间的限制。
And it is not limited by the era.
哦，这是我们最好的选择。
So that's our optimal choice.
哦，我们如果讲到哈、哦、这个啊、比如说讲到啊奉献哦，我们就可以去。这个拿这个亚伯拉罕来做例子。
If say we were giving a sermon about offering, then we can use the example of Abraham.
好、哦，讲到这个圣洁，我们拿约瑟的故事。
If we are talking about holiness, then we can use the example of Joseph.
好、哦，也有这个间接的故事哦，啊、哦，像大卫犯罪啦，哦，这个啊、犹大啦，哦。
If
we 卖主哦。
If we are talking about sin, then we can use the example of David or Judas.
好、哦。所以圣经里头有很多的故事、哦、人物、啊、都能够作为我们、在讲章里头、哦讲的故事啦、哦、见证的一些材料。
So the Bible has a lot of stories that we can use stories that we can use as reference、
哦、但是我们一定要熟悉、哦、
But we have to be familiar with the stories、
哦、才不会、哦、这个张冠李戴的、哦就把这个犹大哦、跟那个、哦、那个卖主的犹大、哦、张冠李戴搞错人了、哦、
So that we don't end up mixing up the characters、
哦或者啊、玛利亚、哦、那么多这个玛利亚凑到那个玛利亚去的、哦、
There are many Marys in the Bible So don't get those Marys mixed up、
哦、这个、哦、这个很是、哦我们在选择这个故事的、哦、从圣经里头找、哦、我们要清楚
So we have to be really careful clear when we pick stories from the Bible
那、哦、还有、哦、就是如果我们引用的是历史、啊、
Next, if you are to use history、
哦、我们也要清楚才用、哦、
We need to be clear about the historical event、
哦、有一次、哦有一个领会的人讲到这个挪亚、哦、讲到洪水、啊、
So once there was a sermon giver who spoke about Noah and the time of the flood、
哦、他讲说、啊、这个大概发生在我们中国唐朝的时候
And so he said This happened around the Tang Dynasty.
哦，那这个讲完哈、哦，领完会了，就有信徒问他了。
So after the service, a member went to ask him.
说传道，唐朝怎么有洪水呀、啊、
？That pastor, how can there be a great flood during the Tang Dynasty?
哦，那如果唐朝距离现在啊、也没有哈、哦，也没有像哈、哦、这个人类的历史啊、哦，已经五千年没有啊。唐宋元明清、哦、
The Tang Dynasty was less than the entire recorded history of man、
哦啊、这个领会人可能是他不知道是从哪个参考资料看来的、哦、
So we don't know where the minister got the source material、
哦、而且他也没有看清楚了
Or he didn't read that clearly、
哦、被一问倒了
So he was questioned and he couldn't answer、
哦、他就说、啊、圣经都是参考用的了
And so then he said the Bible's all for reference
大家都听了晕倒，怎么圣经变成参考用的
？So the Bible is only reference material. It shocked everyone.
哦，后来有人告诉他了，说那你讲那个唐朝没有错，但是不是那个唐宋元明清的唐啊，是这个哈、哦、唐尧夏商周、哦、那个唐啊，三皇五帝那个唐啊、哦。
So someone clarified with him later that when he's speaking of the Tang Dynasty, it's not the one in Chinese history, but it's some other historical reference.
哦，可见哦，这个领会的人他对中国历史也不是很清楚。
So we're kind of, it's kind of obvious that the person giving the sermon was not very clear on Chinese history.
有时候我们讲话要小心哦。
And we should be a little, sometimes be a little more careful when we speak.
有一次在 Queen's 教会。
So once when I was in Queen's Church.
那一次办圣餐哦，不知道为什么，是不是买不到红葡萄，买绿葡萄了。
So it was during the Holy Communion. For whatever reason, we couldn't find any red grapes, so we bought green grapes.
哦，那所以这个办圣餐葡萄汁倒出来是绿色的。
So when we were pouring the communion juice, then it was green.
其实圣经也没有说一定要用什么葡萄了。
The Bible didn't specify which grapes to use.
大家还是照领啊。So
everybody partook of the cup.
那有一个信徒哦，他就觉得看起来很奇怪，这绿色的哦，又好像外星人。So
then one of the members thought it was just very strange. It was like we were drinking alien blood.
所以他就问了，问那个负责人说。 怎么这一次的这个圣餐的葡萄汁怎么是绿色的？
So then he went to ask the council member, how come the communion juice is green this time?
这个负责人，他大概他的意思是，可能要回答，就是说都一样的。
So when the council member responded, his intention was to say that's all the same.
都是葡萄嘛。
That's all grapes.
但是他不是这么回答。
But that is not what he said.
他回答说，反正都是假的。
He said, it's all fake.
那个信徒搞到我这边来说，你看这个人，这样还能当负责人，连都不相信那个是主耶稣的宝血，说都是假的。So
the member tattled and told me, he said, well, how can such a person be a council member that she doesn't even believe in the blood, in the juice?
所以后来也是费了好大的一番功夫才调解。So
it took a lot of research to be able to explain things.
所以我们如果买葡萄，办圣餐买葡萄，还是尽量买红色的。So
if you're buying grapes for communion, please try to buy the red grapes.
这个是题外话了。So
this is slightly off topic.
那我们再回到，我们在采用引证的时候。
So when we're using application,
也可以从这个大自然的自然界当中去采取。We
could also look from material from nature.
像小弟发现我们读书馆有那个圣经当中的科学。So
I just noticed that in our library we have books about science in the Bible.
其实我们圣经里头也有很多。 像约伯记里面有很多记载这个天文地理的。So
in the book of Job, for example, there's a lot of reference to the things that works of nature.
那第三个就刚刚讲说由历史典故当中去选用材料。And
we could also look for source material in history.
那小弟因为英文不好，所以大部分我用的都是中国的材料。So
my English isn't that great, so most of my source materials in Chinese.
成语故事，这种翻译的人都会晕倒。So
then I'll use proverbs and sayings in Chinese that no one can interpret.
我已经很努力想要找一些西洋的故事了。So
I've been trying really hard to find, Western stories.
美国只有200多年，真的找不到什么故事可以讲。But
there's only 200 years of American history, so there aren't that many stories to look through.
所以这个是有点困难。So
it's a little bit of a challenge.
那你总不能什么讲安徒生的童话故事啦，格林童话，那个讲给小朋友可以。So
I can't just tell fables from, from Anderson or from Grimm's fables, because that's for kids.
我会努力的啦。But
I will try. I will continue trying.
那再来就是从科学的知识当中。 去找材料。So
you could also look for material through in science and in academia.
或者是文学当中找材料。Or
from literary works.
或者是我们个人的蒙恩见证找材料。Or
even from our own personal testimonies.
我们圣灵月刊每一期都有蒙恩见证。The
Holy Spirit Monthly contains a testimony each month.
台湾总会有出一整套，这个70周年，不是建国了，是什么？ 传教70周年，建国是100年了。传教70周年那时候有一套，那个是基本的蒙恩见证。And
Taiwan GA also recently published for their 70-year anniversary a collection of testimonies.
那我们好像也把圣灵月刊里头，这个美国跟加拿大投稿的，另外有出刊了一本，美加这个蒙恩见证集。
There is also a recent series that collected the testimonies of from the U.S. and Canada.
哦，那我们在哦这个讲到侍奉的弟兄姐妹，应该都要有这些见证集。
And everyone who is a holy worker should have access to these series.
哦，来作为我们充实我们讲章哦内容啊不可以缺少的哦材料。
Because this is essential material to add substance to our sermons.
哦，那也可以帮助我们哦，建立我们的信心。
And they are also useful for giving foundation to our faith.
哦，因为看到说哇，你看我们早期的信徒哦，哦，这个因为他们信心单纯哦，这个真的神迹奇事很明显。
Yes, when we read about the simple faith of our early members, and we see how God blesses them with signs and miracles.
哦，那里头也有一些管教的见证啊。
And there are testimonies that also give instruction.
哦，啊，这都可以供我们哦，啊，他们都已经分类好了哦，所以，哎，能够让我们哦，在选择的时候不会很困难哦。
And because the material is all organized by category, it's easy for us to find something relevant.
哦，那也可以从这个报章、杂志、书籍当中找材料。
We could also look from source material in newspapers and magazines.
哦，那尤其现在哦，电脑很发达哦，那这个网络很多的什么故事啦，哦，那个都很容易取得的。
And there's also the internet. We can find lots of stories there.
啊，但是我们也不要变成哦，这些小这个笑话啦、故事的哈，这个堆积哈，啊，影响到你哦要传讲的这个信息。
But you know, don't collect just things that are funny, and then you end up covering what the important news.That you're about to give.
哦，这个是啊，在采用哈，啊，在找这个啊讲章里头一些讲到啊这个哦见证也好啦，哈小故事也好啊，我们要注意的。
So this is what you need to be careful about when you're looking for testimonies and stories.
哦，那也有哈几个啊原则。
So there are also a couple of principles.
哦，第一个原则就是要跟我们讲到有关。
First principle is that it must be relevant to your sermon topic.
哦，那第二个哦，就是要有水准的哦。
Second, it must have some level of class.
哦，那个吹牛的啦，哦，攻击人的啦，哦，粗俗的哦，尽量不要用哦。
Try to avoid things that are crude or end up being personal attacks.
哦，那要新鲜的哈。
It needs to be fresh.
哦，不要老生常谈的。
Don't bring up old material.
有个信徒啊，跟。这个一个领会的话说，你老是讲哦，讲这个蚂蚁。
So there was once a member who was reflected to a sermon giver saying, "You're always talking about ants."
哦，蚂蚁不是人，所以蚂蚁不知道人的想法啊，所以人哦没有神的灵，所以人哦啊不了解神的事情。
But an ant is not man, so an ant cannot think what a man thinks about, and since man is not God, so we can't understand what God thinks.
哦，你能不能改一改？别的动物好不好？不要老是骂。
And so he said, "Can you change an animal and not always talk about the ant?"
啊，还有哦，我们要选择正确的这个哦，这个例证哦，例子哦。
And we need to be accurate in our examples.
啊，比如说你这个数字要完整。
For example, you need to be correct with your numbers.
哦，如果你是3744，你就。哦，不要说三千多，就比较失去说服力的。
If the exact number is 3,744, then you should say that number, and not just say some around 3,000.
好，那还有哈，啊，把数字的来源哦要交代清楚。
And you should give your source for the information about this number, particular number.
根据 IRS 的统计。
So based on the IRS statistics.
哦，这个就哦它来源哦。就很有权威了。
Because then it lends authority to your numbers.
哦，那最后就是要选用适合听到的人的一些例证。
Final principle is that the examples must be relevant to those who are listening.
哦，适合他们的年龄、文化、职业、种族、学历等等。
It needs to be appropriate to their age, to their ethnicity, to their education, to their financial state.
哦，那怎么讲解这些例证？
So then how do you expound upon these examples?
哦，第一个你一定要对内容、对故事、哦、对见证很熟悉。
Well, first you need to be very familiar with the story or this testimony.
哦，你才能够讲解的生动活泼。
And that way you can speak about it in an animated way.
哦，那第二个哦，要有感受的深。
Second, you need to have a personal emotion.
哦，感受，你自己要先被感动啊，你才能够讲出感动人啊。
You need to be moved yourself, otherwise that way you can move others.
好，那再来，好，要啊，好，要有一个结束哦。
Next, there needs to be a conclusion.
好，不要影响到你主要这个讲的道理。
Because it shouldn't affect the main sermon.
哦。变成说去取代了、
哦、you shouldn't let it replace your sermon、
哦、这个讲道到后来变成见证会去了
so it originally was intended to be a sermon and ends up being a testimony、
哦欸、我刚刚讲到哪里的、哦、
and then you end up going、so what did I just say、
哦哎、所以这个、哦、不能够这个越俎代庖、哦、里带桃僵、哦、不能够替代、哦、你主要的、这个body的信息
So your reference material, it should not replace the main body of your sermon.
哦，这个是有关我们，在，哦，在这个讲章里头哦，一些例证呢、啊、故事见证的选用哦，跟这个原则哦。
So those are the guiding principles for how you find testimonies and stories to support your sermon.
哦，那最后一好、哦，最后我们一点点时间的，到几点？45分哈，我们还有10分钟。
So we have about 10 minutes left.
啊，我讲，我跟大家分享哈，这个怎么样在讲道当中活用我们的动作。
So now I'd like to talk about how you use hand gestures when giving sermons.
哦，这个古罗马啊，这个哈、哦，这个演讲的哈、哦，雄辩家哈、哦，他们流传的一句名言说，如果没有手哈、哦，就没有办法跟人家辩论了。
So in ancient Rome, there's a saying that if you do not have your hands, then you cannot debate with others.
哦，那个是指着动作。
Because there's hand gestures.
哦，当然动作包含了表情、声音、手势。
Well, gestures also refers to your tone of voice, your expression, and how you move your hands.
哦，那当然我们讲道不是在表演，不是在演讲。
Of course, you're not acting when you're giving a sermon.
哦，但是。啊，一些哦，我们一些的动作可以帮助我们，在讲道的过程当中哦，让听到的人更加了解。
But our body language can help people understand what you're trying to say.
哦，能够帮助他们啊，这个集中注意力。
It can help attract focus attention.
哦，比如说哦，我们讲很大。
For example, if we say it's really large.
啊，我这样讲很大。
So if I just say it's really large.
跟我讲说很大。
And if we say it's really large.
哦，那我们的感受就不同了。
Then it sounds different.
哦，所以哦，啊，这个就是动作它的价值。
So that's the value of body language of gestures.
那、哦啊、有时候哦，这个表情啊，动作甚至胜过我们。的语言表达
And sometimes our body language will speak more than the actual words that we say、
哦、我们都有看过那个哑剧、哦、默剧的、哦、
So we've all seen a mime act、
哦哎、都不讲话的只靠表情靠动作
The actor does not speak at all So he acts simply by gestures、
哦、摇头也好、啊哦那个、身体的摇动也好点头啦哦、都有不同的意思代表
So the way they shift their body The way they shake their head It all has meaning、
哦、那合宜的动作、哦、也是我们讲到人格的表现
And the way we present ourselves Is a way of showing our character When we speak、
哦哎、有一个讲到的人就被批评、哦、说那个讲到、哦、那个价值、哦、让人家很受不了
So a certain sermon speaker Was once criticized for his body language.
哦，啊，他老是这个45度角。
So he was always standing at a 45 degree angle.
哦，这样在讲道。
That was how he gave his sermon.
哦，就好像要跟人家打架，不，你是要怎样？
It's as if he's ready to pick a fight.
哦，所以就像这样哦，会让人哈、哦、啊，对我们的讲道的这个内容哦，信息哦。就打折扣
And so people can It can detract people from your sermon
好那我们接下来谈到这个动作的一些种类
So there's different types of actions
哦，首先就是有关于手背的动作
So first there are the hand gestures
好、啊、手背可以、哦、这个、啊、用来指示的、哦、
The
point、哦、
Hands can point
哦，请看、哦、
Please look there
哎，大家的眼睛都随着你
And everybody's eyes will go over there
哦，那比如说接受哦
or to receive.
啊，我希望你们呢、啊、接受我宝贵的意见。
I hope that you receive my precious recommendations.
手心向上哦。
So if your hands, if our palms are faced up.
哦，那我们要向罪恶说不。
And we want to say no to sin.
哦，那跟这样就不一样、哦、
It's different.
好、哦、啊，比如说我们啊、哦、要胜过魔鬼的引诱。
And we have to be victorious over the temptations of Satan.
握拳哦。
If you hold onto your fist.
啊，或者是说哦。我们不能够啊啊，又爱神又爱马门哦。
And we say you can't love both God and Mammon.
哦，那这个就是有关手臂的应用。
And so those are the kinds of hand gestures that you can use.
哦，那这个哦，还有我们在描述事情的时候啊、哦，也可以用借由动作来。
And when we are describing a situation, we could also use gestures to illustrate our point.
哦，我跟你讲哦，啊，我昨天看到一个人好高。
Let me tell you, yesterday I met someone who is so tall.
哦，哎呀，这个就是借由哈、哦、手势来描述哈、哦、啊这个你看到的情况。
So you're using your hand gesture to describe what you saw.
哦，那除了手臂哈、哦，我们的肩膀跟头哈、哦。啊的动作也会，啊，这个也可以传达信息。
So our shoulders and our head can also convey information.
啊，哦、啊，我们要向罪恶说不。
We need to say no to sin.
哦、啊，哎，这个摇头哈、
哦。So we shake our head.
哦、啊，那有时候眼睛也可以表达哈、
哦。Even our eyes can convey something.
哦，刚刚我小弟说，有人批评这个讲道的人哦，眼睛老是盯着时钟看哦。
So someone was criticized because his eyes were always looking at the clock.
哦，四十五度盯着时钟看哦。
At 45 degree angle, always looking at the clock.
哦，可能哦，这个不是故意的哈、哦，是他这个哦眼睛的动作了、哦。
It most likely wasn't intentional, but that was just what his eyes were doing.
哦，所以我们讲到的时候，这个不要眼睛只盯着一个地方哦。
So when we speak, do not just look at one point.
哦，可以啊，看着。弟兄姐妹
and look at the brothers and sisters.
哦，那这样会让听到的人哦，哎，觉得你是在跟我讲的。
Because it lets the audience feel that they, you are speaking to them.
哦，那还有哦，我们这个脸部哦，啊，要自然。
And our face should be natural.
哦，那在这个啊，模仿哦，这个动作上哦，也可以来传达我们的信息。
And because our actions can help.Convey the message.
比如说，我们只要向神叩门，神就必为我们开门。
For example, we say a knock and it shall be opened unto you.
哦，那这个也是一种模仿的动作了。
So you are acting out what you're saying.
好，那在动作的运用上啊，也有一些原则。
So there are a couple guiding principles when we use gestures.
哦，一个就是要轻松。
First, you need to be relaxed.
哦，要自然
needs to be natural
好、哦、那、哦、我们在这个身体、哦、轻松自然、啊、但是、哦也不要、哦这个、比如说、哦、不要手插口袋、哦、
So you need to be natural and comfortable but don't just stick your hands into your pockets、
哦、有时候、哦、可能紧张还是什么、哦、有人讲到的时候是手插口袋
Some people are just nervous and so their hands go into their pockets、
哦、其实我们可以很自然就放在桌上
You could just naturally put it on the table、
哦、那还有、哦不要摇晃、哦、
And don't swerve、
哦、有时候可能站久了脚会酸、啊、
Sometimes when you're standing for a long time your legs do get tired、
啊、不过有时候是习惯的问题
But other times it's just a habit、
哦、那还有、哦、要抬头挺胸、哦、
Also stand up straight、
哦、那切记不要说猛看你的奖章、哦、
Don't just keep your eyes on your notes、
哦、那这样在讲这样念、哦、
Because if you're just reading your notes、
哦、这个也是要避免的、哦、
That's something you need to avoid、
哦那啊、刚刚讲到动作要自然、哦、
So when you gesticulate, you need to be natural.
因为讲道不是在演戏。
After all, you're not acting out something. You're not acting something.、
哦、有人、哦、这个唱作俱佳了、哦，带个皮球 上来讲道。
So someone once came up to deliver a sermon with a ball.、
哦、然后就皮球用力一丢。弹起来啊、
and he threw that ball hard on the ground and it bounced up.
哦，大家说，哇，你在干什么？
And so people are going, what is he doing?
哦，他就讲，你看， 哦，这个哦，我们基督徒啊，就要像这样，压力越大，要弹得越高。
So he said, as Christians, we need to be like this ball. The more pressure, more the pressure, and the higher we will bounce.
压力越大、那个、这逼迫越大要离神更近、
The more we are persecuted, the closer we need to be to God.、
我们 不一定要用这种方法了、
So we don't have to do stuff like that.、
那因为、讲道毕竟不是在表演、
Because we aren't performing when we give a sermon.、
那、还有、就是声音的运用。
And the way we use our voice.
我们现在讲到、不像主耶稣那个时候、没有麦克风、很辛苦。
So it's different in the times, unlike the time of Jesus, you know, we have microphones now.、
我们现在有麦克风可以用。
We can use the microphone.、
我们要懂得运用麦克风。
And we need to know how to use the microphone.、
有很多、传道人、服侍没几年，喉咙就要开刀了。
So a lot of times ministers may serve only a couple of years and they have to have an operation on their throat.
小弟的同学、同一期的他好像出来当传道的第二年第三年就长茧去开刀了。
One of my classmates, within 2-3 years after he joined the ministry, he had to go for an operation.
我们、这个黄世明传道、他的声音、也是经常布道会啊，第二场他就没声音了。
And our famous Pastor Huang, usually after the second service for the evangelical sessions, he has no voice.
我就问他说，你怎么一下就没声音了？
So I asked him, how come you lost your voice again?
后来我发现说，他讲到的时候都是用吼的。
And then I realized it's because he would yell during his sermons.
不知道是谁教他这样子
讲道。And I have no idea who taught him this.
会使他讲的慷慨激扬，圣灵感动哦。是啊，声音会大声一点，没有错了。
So I guess when you're motivated by the Spirit and moved, then perhaps you speak a little louder.
那还有一个，我发现说祷告的时候。
And next, when you pray.
可能我们在帮人家按手，要迫切祷告所以很自然的传道人也会很大声的的祷告。
It's natural for us when we are laying hands on someone to all and to pray when we're praying fervently that we will also raise our voice.
很容易就声音就沙哑。
And it's really easy for us to lose our voice that way.
所以、我们这个讲经常讲到的应该也要注意我们的这个发声
So those who give sermons regularly should take note of how they speak.
还有喉咙的保养。
And we need to conduct maintenance on our throats.
讲话最好是用丹田 发音不是光靠喉咙。
When we speak, we should use our diaphragm and not just our throats.
那尽量那个冰冷的食物少吃的。
And avoid eating things that are cold.
还有有些食物会让我们这个就是过敏会比较容易会这个台湾话讲痰卡嘴很容易让。像吃花生啦、有人吃香蕉啦，然后小弟对这两样都会有这个过敏反应所以我这个领会之前我通常不喝咖啡领完会再喝咖啡因为那是豆类我也会很容易
So avoid things that can trigger allergies or cause the production of phlegm. So for me, I can't eat bananas or peanuts, and I can't drink coffee before a sermon.
这个都是提供给我们大家做参考。
So that's just ideas for reference.
愿我们在这个讲道的服事上我们都能够为神所用。
So may we all prove useful to God in this work of delivering sermons.
能够救我们自己，也能够救凡是听我们信息的人。
It will save us and it will save those who listen to our news.
我们整个课程我们就到这里结束了。
So this concludes our course.
等一下我们有个 Q&A.
And we have a Q&A next.
我们如果没有任何的问题的话我们就直接祷告
If no one has any questions, then we will just pray.
我们将请这个布迪传道来带领。
And we'll ask Pastor Budi to lead.
我们现在休息15分钟，我们同心默祷。
So let's pray in silence.